school officials, namely the administrators of school districts, like the superintendents and financial experts, they were pretty much blown away by the details of this bill because, in a sense, it gives teachers layoff protection, meaning lawmakers blocked school districts from laying off teachers for the upcoming school year. And in the same breath, lawmakers are saying, you know, don't worry about these mid-year cuts. Just keep the same level of staffing, keep the same level of programs, and move forward. And oh, by the way, you can't lay off teachers if the state does run into problems. And this $4 billion that this budget plan really centers on, if that doesn't materialize, well, then, you know, we'll think about that later.
So, in other words, the state budget had some rosier projections, and that's what allowed them to balance the budget. But this new law says that even if those projections don't come to fruition, then school districts cannot balance their own budgets by laying off teachers?
Correct. And the governor, he signaled this in a lot of his rhetoric leading up to the budget deal, saying, you know, schools, you're going to have to cut your school year short. And so in a sense, by doing that, you're signaling furlough days. And by taking layoffs off the table, the only tool you have as a school district by then is with furloughs. And with furloughs, you're, you know, it cuts into teachers' pay, but it also cuts into the school year because teachers aren't working the full amount of days, which shortens the school year, which impacts students. So that's really the only way districts now can deal with any type of mid-year cuts because layoffs are off the table.